Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
What's going on with a loud boom and smoke? Bomb-making materials discovered at the South Jersey, this is Burlington County, at these homes. So one neighbor across the street says she was awakened by police lights. This happened yesterday. Saw a lot of police action, fire trucks, TAC teams, vans at the house, and described her quiet little, nice little tree-lined community as very quiet. They've never seen anything like this. So we know that at least one, quote, underage person is being named as a suspect, although they're not giving us a name because it is, in fact, a juvenile. And that person, a suspect, after several explosive devices, IEDs, were discovered inside at least one home. Reportedly, there may have been a second home involved here over the weekend. So police officers with the Morristown Police Department, they are first called to Cove Road after being told that an improvised explosive device was thought to be there. And then when they searched the area, they did indeed find some materials that would be used in bomb making. And so several agencies were then called in, including the bomb squad, the bomb unit, hazardous materials response unit, Burlington County Hazardous Waste Department. They were called in. And so one of those IEDs discovered actually was a situation where they rushed it over and it was detonated at a nearby public works location. At one point, this neighborhood was evacuated because they didn't know what they were dealing with. And there were some people I know on social media over the weekend saying, is this terrorism in South Jersey in this quiet neighborhood? They're pretty tight-lipped as far as yesterday and this morning. They've said that they feel that there's no more risk at all. They have a suspect in custody, but they're not giving us any kind of motive, not getting neighbors many answers. As they say, nothing like this ever happens. But I had looked up these homes along the 400 block of East Oak Avenue. So it looks like the one where they were and all of the neighboring homes, the minimum amount that they've been sold for within the past couple of years, you're in the $1+ million range of beautiful homes. This one in particular looks like it sold a couple of years ago for $1.3 million. So these are very large 5-6-bedroom homes with all of the accoutrements, if you will. Very nice neighborhood, very wealthy neighborhood, you would say. And all of these bomb techs called there. No answers for the neighbors as far as what was going on. What in the world is this motive?
Well, what do we know whether or not the parents were aware? Let me guess. The parents had no idea that little Skippy in the basement was building bombs?
You know what? Greg Stocker always asks for a suspect description. I can pretty much assure you that this suspect is not a white male wearing a MAGA hat.
No.
Because if the suspect were, I suspect that we would have that description.
I just feel like these parents at this point, I'm with these stories where these parents are oblivious to what their kid is up to. You know what? The more I think about it, just start charging adults. Start charging parents. You have one job. You have one job as a parent. Know what your kid's up to.
And if they say juvenile, you know, underage, 16, 17, 15, charge them as adults.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I'm not against it.
F them.
Yeah. 12, 11, 10, maybe different story. You start growing a mustache, you should be charged as an adult.
Nah, 12, 13, no. Mustache. No, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
Girls and boys.
Girls and boys, that's correct, though.
Firing squad.
Oh, my goodness. No, so in all seriousness, we don't have much more information. The neighbors have been very active on social media, concerned about this, because they don't have much information. So that then leads to a vacuum, which leads to rumors. So I'm not going to report the rumors, but there's a lot going on there. And the police say everybody's safe and nobody was injured. So that's the good news here. So we'll look for that update. We do have an update as law enforcement officials, police, this is Upper Darby, making an arrest after a vehicle that had four people inside crashed as it was being pursued by police. Police say that vehicle crashed at the intersection of 54th Street and Baltimore Avenues overnight. It was being pursued by law enforcement officials with, you know, lights and sirens on. Officials in Upper Darby say the vehicle was stolen out of Bristol and that it was the officers there were trying to pull it over, though police didn't give the exact time. as to when the crash happened, but they say that all four occupants of that vehicle were taken to nearby hospitals, treated and released. Nobody with serious injuries, thank goodness. And they're not providing much information about suspect information. Police say two ghost guns, firearms that are made by those 3D printers and don't have any serial numbers or other identifying information, were recovered from that stolen vehicle. And they were both fitted with those so-called switches, basically a bump stock or whatever you want to call it, the switch to make it more powerful. Meaning that it can fire off more, more bullets within a few seconds, etc. So in this one, they have suspects in custody and not detailing what charges the individual involved specifically with the guns will face. So again, no suspect descriptions, no suspect names, just that they've solved the issue and they do have at least one person and those two ghost guns. And they have those in custody. So we have that going on in Philadelphia. We have a ton of other information as well. We have in this one, West Wildwood residents, I'll take you to also to New Jersey, meeting to fight for their police department. They say the Board of Commissioners meeting was supposed to be held at the Borough Hall, was moved across the street because it was so heavily attended. And, obviously maxed out on capacity there. So residents showing up, demanding answers, protesting in support of keeping the police department. And this is West Wildwood. So we're looking at this one as we think about what's going on post defund the police movement, hiring police and police support. And that's really what this is all about. So just wanted to update you on that one, even though it was Friday night. It still is since we had left you. And then we also have a police pursuit, this one injuring a bicyclist, 7th and Spring Garden Streets in Philadelphia's Northern Liberty section. And police say they were out investigating that for about 2 hours. This happened yesterday afternoon. They were following a car connected to a shooting investigation. And unfortunately, while they were in pursuit, the 68-year-old man riding his bicycle was struck by a vehicle. That bike is a mangled mess, and it's still, we don't have the information of the as far as the 68-year-old was transported to Jefferson. Looks like the 68-year-old is in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries, but pretty severe injuries. So I just wanted to update you on that one. Of course, the big story today that I know we'll talk about, tensions in Los Angeles escalating overnight into this morning as thousands of protesters taking to the streets in response. The media, the way the media is reporting it this morning is that it's all in response. And I'll quote for you, President Donald Trump's extraordinary deployment of the National Guard. It's in response. It was peaceful.
Right. Dana Bash yesterday on State of the Union called it it's not a real riot. It's I guess we're left to infer that it's a quasi-riot. It's a semi-riot.
As of last night, there was looting going on.
Oh.
Overnight. Looting, huge rocks being thrown at officers,
vehicles. And I know what you guys are wondering. Were those bookstores that were looted? No, the answer is no. They were Jordan shoe stores.
Oh, well, everybody needs $300 kicks.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Do you have video of the 39, Phil?
I've got 1,000 clips.
39 of this. Look at this.
Look at this.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. This is a video courtesy of Billy John O. Jordan shoes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a limited edition release at Foot Locker.
Yep.
You can't get in fast enough, folks.
It's unbelievable.
We only got 12 pairs. First come, first serve.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so I think it was telltale, although there's a back and forth, that the LAPD police chief, he did make he gave us an indication because it was around, midnight or so that there was a news conference, and he said something to the effect of, petty politics, meaning between Governor Gavin Newsom and President Trump, and so the police are caught in the thick of this thing.
Yeah, it's Karen Bass's city just burns to the ground again.
It started Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a protest. It's a riot. It's rioting. It's looting. Dare I say it's an insurrection. Protests. These aren't protests. The whole city's been commandeered. Look at these. Look at the footage with on social media.
Yeah, the 101 out there has just been. I mean, that, like they do that all the time. They like stand on the free. Can you imagine? You're trying to get to work.
Yeah.
And these
filthy idiots.
These criminals are standing on the. Run them all over.
Yep. Well, somebody did get ran over on Friday. Run over. Yeah. Sorry. Somebody got blasted by a white SUV. Ice SUV. Did you see that?
Yeah. Well,
this guy's like standing in the way. He's like, you won't proceed. Good. So, gun it. And then you know what? Just to assure that they're toast, back up and go in reverse and go over them like a speed bump.
Yeah.
These losers.
Yeah. And over the weekend, you know, you mentioned the word insurrection.
16, Phil.
Vice President J.D. Vance used that word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Insurrectionists.
Yeah.
Here's 16. So this is.
Well, we started seeing. Yeah, here's some sort
here's
of smoke.
This dope.
This is video. Courtesy of KTLA.
Try and keep those people from the gate here. Okay, so here we are. We're in the middle of the street here. Now you can see one person.
He's backpedaling.
Trying to stand right in front of this SUV here, but he's going to.
This guy failed physics in high
school. Here. And it's really not going to do him any good to be standing there and
what
possibly
is he trying
get
to
ran
do?
Over by agents.
He thinks he's Superman.
Here they are. They're on 9th Street now.
He also said ran over.
Crowd is running alongside.
Can nobody say this word?
I know. I'm not the only
one. Run! It's run!
I'm not the only one, folks.
SUV is not going
here it comes.
To stop.
Watch
someone
this.
Throwing. Looks like oh!
I already kept
going. Let me widen out here.
Oh, yeah. Now they bail
out. Okay, so we saw some eggs being thrown at the vehicle. Now he is just, partly ran over by the SUV.
Run! It's run! He was run over by the SUV.
Oh, it looks like a bicycle was also struck in the cross.
Wow.
Look at that.
Oh, God.
And that's one of the more tame videos that are out there. We've got plenty more.
Yeah, that was, I think that was either Friday or Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But
Los Angeles is officially a war zone.
Yeah.
Even CNN last night was saying, even as of last night and overnight, they even were saying that this was intensifying and that the crowd had changed, implying that now they've attracted others, outsiders.
The crowd has changed.
Yeah, the crowd has changed.
Boy, what a stretch for Karen Bass in the last 5 months.
Well, she said that. She said what you're going to say. She said that it's well, we're still dealing with the aftermath of wildfires.
Right. She goes to a third world country for a presidential inauguration. Her city gets torched after she was well aware that it could happen. And now you have what looks to be like some images very reminiscent of 34 years ago. Good job, L.A.
So, you know, looking at overseas publications, and they're reporting this as a war zone.
What it is.
Overseas. So we have that going on. So much happening. Some great health studies that we'll get to as well. What you eat, no matter what age you are. I didn't get to this story last week, late on Friday, so I'll get to it today. But some foods that you can eat that are game changers in your health, no matter what your age, pretty significant health study.
Ooh.
But we are sponsored by American Heritage Credit Union. Is your car nearing the end of its lease? Consider a lease buyout with American Heritage Credit Union to stay in your reliable set of wheels. Just visit them, AmericanHeritageCU.org/auto. Get started, insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender, not a member. Just join today, American Heritage Credit Union. I know the Phils. Do we even want to talk about
God.
The Phils?
You know they've lost now 9 of their last 10 games.
Gracious.
9 of their last 10 after going on that great run. They've given it all back. The Mets are up, I think, 4 games in the division.
Eek.
The problem is that they have literally, you know, outside of Schwarber and what's his name?
Turner.
And Bryce. Like they're
Bryce Harper.
They have no, like,
Bryce that elbow.
Bryson Stott is leading off. He's batting .240.
Yeah, no, they have no leadoff hitter. They have no center fielder that can hit. They have defensive issues up the middle, and their bullpen stinks.
Max Kepler batting .208, Brandon Marsh batting .216,
yeah,
and Rafael Marchand is under .200.
Right.
So you wonder why. I mean, they have no, what's happening?
Their batting average is lower than the Democrats' approval rating. It's unbelievable.
So Pirates losing 2-1 and starting a new series, Chicago Cubs, here at Citizens Bank Park. That's 6:45 tonight.
It's the first time they were swept by the Pirates in a decade.
Yikes. Yeah. Well, they are playing this evening, Citizens Bank Park. I don't know, Nick Cale. Do you think the rain will hold off?
We shall see. God. 62 degrees right now with some drizzle throughout the city. It's only going up to 73 today. Ugh. Showers again tomorrow. This theme of showers and showers and showers. Yes, it's my fault. Yes, I do the weather.
Yep.
Definitely my fault.
Definitely.
But then again, it'll be beautiful Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Temperatures in the mid to high 80s. All brought to you by MTRuhl.com. Your Generac generator experts. That's MTRuhl.com. Monday, big take on the way. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders. It was short-lived and fun while it lasted. We'll go deeper into the ICE riots in L.A. in the back half of the Big Take, as well as in about 10 minutes from now. But Elon Musk, well, he had a meltdown on social media last Thursday. We covered it all morning long on Friday. The Democrats, the left, and the mainstream media, they had their day of fun. Their wildest fantasies coming true. Then the weekend occurred, and reality set back in. From the Musk and Trump battle, to the Trump and Epstein claims, to the ICE riots in L.A., the Democrats just showed you that they can't even take advantage of a gift from the political gods and capitalize on it. They can't cash in. They just turn the ball right back over, and the legacy media, well, they'll never learn. Let's start with Elon Musk. The Doge father has since deleted his post on X from Thursday that claimed Trump was, quote, in the Epstein files. Then on Friday, Dawn reported David Schoen, lead defense attorney for Jeffrey Epstein, tweeted the following, quote, I was hired to lead Jeffrey Epstein's defense as his criminal lawyer 9 days before he died. He sought my advice for months before that. I can say authoritatively, unequivocally, and definitively that he had no information to hurt President Trump. I specifically asked him. Then, this weekend, Elon Musk's father jumped into the spotlight saying, the public social media feud between his son and President Trump will fizzle out in a few days, and called Musk's comment linking the president to Jeffrey Epstein a mistake. And then we have this. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, who testified against the president, says the Epstein allegations against Trump are complete nonsense. I think it's safe to say there's probably less than a 1% chance that Trump ever did anything legally wrong with Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, though, the internet is forever. And receipts last forever. But the bigger question from all of this Elon, Trump, Epstein stuff centers around these two clips. I want you to listen and watch Kash Patel, who joined Joe Rogan on his podcast late last week. Here is the first clip talking about the FBI, what information they have, what they are allowed to release, and the skeptics that will always exist, myself included. Listen to the wording that Kash Patel uses. Listen and watch.
Look, let's just get to it because I know it's on people's minds. Epstein, right? The reason people are pissed off about that is the same thing, right? 20 years ago or whenever it was, 2006, 7, 8, Epstein gets his sweetheart plea deal, right? After committing the most horrific crimes on planet Earth, right? I wasn't in power there. I wasn't in place there. I had, you know, nothing to do with it. But people were rightfully pissed. I mean, this guy was committing the most grotesque acts you can against children. And the media spins up about it. Many in the media protected him. Why? Because of his relationships, who he knew, who his bankers were, who his colleagues were, who was on the island and stuff like that. Some pretty powerful human beings. And so when you peel back the layer and then what happened? The Trump administration, the last go around, decided, no, we're not going to let that go. We're going to investigate him, right? They charge him, they indict him, and he's awaiting trial. And I've said it, Dan Bongino said it, we've reviewed all the information and the American public is going to get as much as we can release. He killed himself. Do you think, let's play out the logical conclusion of this. Do you think that myself, Bongino, and others would participate in hiding information about Epstein's grotesque activities? Or do you think we would also participate in not prosecuting people? We had evidence to prosecute people on. But the problem is there's been like 15 years of people coming in and creating fictions about this that doesn't exist. Where's the videotape of an Epstein Island of X, Y, and Z committing these frauds? Why haven't you given it to us? Do you really think I wouldn't give that to you if it existed? I'm working my ass off, along with the leadership at the Bureau and DOJ, to get you what we're allowed to give you. And you're going to get the video of the cell. And you're going to see for yourself. And we will never be able to convince everyone.
All right. So questions, right? What evidence existed at one point in time? what evidence is no longer available, as in destroyed, and what evidence exists that won't be released. Did you notice the nuance of Kash Patel and what he was saying? And then there's this. Here's Kash Patel with Joe Rogan as they find out in real time during the podcast taping that Elon tweeted out about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Listen and watch this.
This is going to come up because it's been going on since we've been recording here.
Uh-oh.
Elon and Trump seem to be in a little bit of a spat, Joe. You want to check the tweet that Elon just put out a little bit ago?
Time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day.
I'm not participating in any of that conversation.
What
between
is he?
Elon
have a
Trump.
Nice day, DJD. So much day gets flown away.
They're going back and forth about different things. And
yeah.
Listen, well, he said he was disappointed in Elon.
Yeah, they told him to leave.
That's a crazy thing to say. How does he know? Does he know that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files? Or does he have access to the Epstein files?
I don't know how he would, but I'm just staying out of the Trump-Elon thing. That's way outside
what
my
lane. What are they doing?
I know my lane, and that ain't it.
I just don't. I mean, I understand he owns Twitter. I think it's bad for your mental health. I think posting things public all day and arguing with people all day is bad for you.
Well, you raise a great point. Sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Half of what we have to respond to is the click army on social media.
Kash Patel wanted no parts of that. Not sure who would in the Trump administration. Patel would wrap up by saying some Epstein tapes may have been destroyed and some may have never even existed. He says the Bureau has combed through the files and the bombshell, it's not there. So he killed himself and the heinous acts against children, there's no footage of, no videotapes, and no blockbuster names. Okay, got it. I'll move on. I'm done with the story. And then we get to the media and the Democrats, who had a chance to capitalize on this, and they did what they've been doing since 2021, crashing and burning. Literally, riots against ICE in L.A. engulfing the weekend news cycle. And we've gone now from defunding the police and the summer of love in 2020, and now we have the defunding of ICE and the summer of infernos in Los Angeles in 2025. And of course, Democrat officials, they deny that there are riots going on. The media says it is mostly peaceful, but we have the evidence that shows you it was neither. It was so bad, in fact, that the National Guard was sent in to assist ICE as well as the FBI. Here is footage of what you would think is a war zone overseas, but no, it's just Los Angeles on a Saturday. Listen and watch this. Tear gas, smoke bombs, maybe even a rubber bullet or two, who knows? ICE agents just trying to do their job under attack from presumably some American citizens. It's unbelievable. And then we have ICE agents under attack in their vehicles as they are trying to get from point A to point B. Listen and watch this clip. We have a guy wearing a bike helmet throwing huge rocks as officers make their way down the road in their SUVs. Look at this guy. Look at that guy. Are you kidding me? Those two clips, actually, they pale in comparison to what we have coming up in about 10 minutes, as well as at 7:45 for the cut sheet. So how was this covered on the Sunday morning shows? Well, exactly how you would expect. Here's Dana Bash of Fake News CNN. Listen and watch this.
It's pretty bad.
That's a different question, but I just want to just state for the record that what did happen in 1992 was so different from what we're seeing now. I mean, that was a real riot that went all across the city of Los Angeles after a verdict in the Rodney King case. This is a situation where LA County Police,
Dana,
it's not good, but they're saying that they have it under control, and the president is sending national troops,
Dana,
federal troops, in a way that
we can look at
hasn't been done in a long
time. Obviously see that it is not under control. It's not under control. You and I both can see that. It's not under control. And a riot is a riot. They're throwing all types of objects at law enforcement, and the president is absolutely right.
That was Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. So real riots, fake riots, semi-riots, quasi-riots, kind of riot-ish. What is it, Dana? What a stooge. And of course, the Democrat Party, They love this. They feed off of the violence and the anger. Cory Booker on Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. Come on down. Listen and watch this.
The reality is we see peaceful protests launching in Los Angeles. And again, any violence against police officers should not be accepted. Local authorities can handle that. But remember, a lot of these peaceful protests are being generated because the President of the United States is sowing chaos and confusion by arresting people who are showing up for their immigration hearings.
So it's Donald Trump's fault, right? Because he's the one who allowed 15 million illegals into the country. I'm a believer in political momentum, and the Democrats might have had it for all of 24 hours last Thursday into Friday after Elon Musk threw a grenade into the shorts of MAGA and damn near burned it all down, only to be rescued by the left and their uncontrollable rage. So keep attacking ICE, you morons. You only make Trump look better with common sense voters. And in the meantime, we'll continue to see not only the border sealed up, but the economy improve month after month after month. Either way, another 139,000 jobs added in May. And of course, inflation down and real wages up by 4%. Remember that recession talk? Yeah, so do I. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Big Take brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders, where you can furnish your home and make a statement for summer with one trip to Bucks County Estate Traders. Browse over 16,000 pieces of all high-quality famous brands, meticulously cared for and curated by their experts. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or their showroom in Hatfield. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, the YouTube chat, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe buttons while you are there. We're going to go with a deep dive on all this ICE stuff in L.A. I want to get Dawn's thoughts. So, Dawn, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your riot meter showing? Because I know Dana Bash had it like at a 2.3 out of 10. I don't know. If you looked at some of those videos, and I know we have a slew of them, are they really any different from 1992 when you watch them in isolated moments? Looks like a riot to me.
Well, since when do we gauge it by going back to 1992 and talk? Since when do we do that? A riot is a riot.
Yes.
It does. To compare it to 10 years ago or 20, it's a riot, people. There are multiple vehicles burning. You have several officers injured. You have, the area is cordoned off, burning. Not just burning vehicles, businesses, people running amok and defying police orders to evacuate, road closures. Like, what more do you need?
Right. But you need a couple of red hats and an American flag. That would qualify as a riot.
Like, and the one overpass shot that you were showing with the one highway just shut down, there were, and they looked like teenagers. They looked underage or young. But you had these kids basically on overpasses, mostly kids, I think, and they were hurling rocks, you know, just huge, not just small rocks, but like boulders, and hurling them down, which can be deadly if you're driving past that. So, and that's why they had to shut down that highway, because there were some officers injured because you're driving by.
Yep.
So the media just see it, anybody like Dana Bash who says such a thing, it loses all credibility.
If she had any left.
You know, you look at it, and it went from Friday, and then to blame the fact they called in the National Guard. Well, it started Friday night.
Yeah.
And it's still going on as we speak.
And the National Guard is essentially a last resort for the federal government, regardless of who the president is. Local law enforcement couldn't get it under control. That would be the L.A. police. I would assume if you're going up the chain, then you get sheriffs and state police involved. You have ICE, obviously, there conducting these raids and arresting these individuals, which I'll give you the names in a moment. I also saw FBI members wearing the bulletproof vests. So you had multiple federal agencies out there. And then you're going to have Democrats, whether it's Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, we'll get to her comment in her hometown of Los Angeles coming up in a moment. But this was an escalation, and it was Trump's fault to make more chaos and drive a divide in America. No, Trump's not to blame for this. You allowed 15 million illegals into this damn country. He's cleaning up the mess. It was the number one issue in the 2024 election, and he's hit at 99% on this. Don't give me Kilmar Abrego Garcia anymore. I don't care about his constitutional rights. His due process can go pound sand. We'll get to him. He's back in the country. He's going to have his little ice cream with Van Hollen. He's going to go through another court proceeding, and then he's going to get shipped right back to El Salvador. But if you look at all these numbers, I've got these stats from ICE. As of May 30th, 527,459 arrests, 139,000 deportations as of April. And I got to hear about Kilmar Abrego Garcia's due process. If you added up every apprehension that ICE has made, I would argue they've probably been successful in identifying the right people versus getting one wrong, so to speak. I don't even think they got Abrego Garcia wrong, to be honest. I think he absolutely had his day in court. In fact, two federal judges said he was MS-13, so get him out. So you're hitting at 99.7%, and this is what the Democrats do? Let's burn down the second largest city in the continental United States? That's your plan? And I got to hear it's mostly peaceful? I don't want to hear it.
Don brought up these ICE vehicles being pelted by rocks. Bill Malusian was actually in one of the ICE vehicles as it was being pelted by rocks. Roll this, Phil. Watch, you can see. He's doing a ride along, and you can hear the... Sounds like a war zone.
Yes, it does. Is this Baghdad?
It does sound like it.
Peaceful This is a peaceful project, yeah. People. This is peaceful.
Peaceful is using your voice and your voice only.
They're in. If you're not watching, look at it. It's being pelted by.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Like,
yes.
Bricks. They actually did a good job because there are so many people and reporters there and different people just with their phones. So they showed two different points where they're up on an overpass. And these are not like small little rocks. These are basically the size of a brick. The smallest one thrown I saw was like half of a brick size.
Yep.
You know, if you think of that would hurt if that hit you or broke through your window or windshield.
Just amazing. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. I've got some of the identities of the individuals that were apprehended that apparently were the reason why the riots or the protests broke out in Los Angeles. Plus, Kamala Harris issues her statement. And then also, kind of a cool interactive thing here. If you're on YouTube, get on over there, stay there. We've got a heat map, so to speak, of where ICE is going and which areas of the country have illegal hot pockets, so to speak. We'll see where Pennsylvania and Philadelphia falls. And we'll do that when we come back. It's Kale and Company, live on a Monday morning on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Marvin E. Cann's done.
And we'll talk about my guys at Marvin E. Cann's. Actually, they're coming out tomorrow because we're going to do a little video shoot to show you that Mitsubishi split. But my guys at Marvin E. Cann's are awesome. You've heard me talk about them since last year. Marvin E. Cann's Heating and Air Conditioning. So we just had this Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning mini split unit that was installed our lower level with that poor ventilation and lack of duct work. So this ductless unit from Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning has been such a game changer. We love it. And it's terrific for those hard to reach areas. Just visit a Marvin E. Cann's, Marvin E. KANZE.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Lionel Sanchez Laguna, what did he do? Is he an L.A. family man? Is he a Brentwood dad? No, he's a Mexican citizen with a firearm discharge offense, spousal battery, child cruelty, DUI, and also in possession of a semi-automatic firearm assault weapon. That according to Fox News. And then we have Quang Chan Phan from Vietnam, second-degree murder. We have Francisco Sanchez Arguello, Mexican citizen, grand theft, larceny, and possession of a weapon. And Jordan Marico Meza Esquibel, coming out of the Phillies bullpen on Tuesday night. Honduran citizen, narcotics distribution, and domestic violence. So I'm just very interested because the Democrats are the party of women, right? So we've got child predators that are being apprehended. We've got wives and girlfriends being beat down. You defend their rights? First of all, that they're illegal, so they've already broken the first law by coming here when they're not supposed to be here. Then they're committing more acts. ICE shows up, and it's ICE's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's Republicans' fault. It's not Karen Bass's fault. It's not Gavin Newsom's fault. It's ICE's fault. It's those racist MAGA Republicans' fault. Okay. Did I sum it up? I think I did. Unbelievable. And then I got Kamala Harris. She's jumping into the chat. Let's see Kamala Harris's official statement. She says, Los Angeles is my home. And like so many Americans, I am appalled at what we are witnessing on the streets of our city. You would think, okay, she's probably against all this violence, right? No. She says, deploying the National Guard is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. In addition to the recent ICE raids in Southern California and across our nation, it is part of the Trump administration's cruel, calculated agenda to spread panic and division. The administration's actions are not about public safety. They're about stoking fear. Fear of a community demanding dignity and due process. Protest is a powerful tool. I would argue Kamala is a tool as well. Essential in the fight for justice. And as the LAPD mayor and governor have noted, demonstrations in defense of our immigrant neighbors have been overwhelmingly peaceful. I continue to support the millions of Americans who are standing up to protect our most fundamental rights and freedoms. From the office of Kamala D. Harris. Interesting that D's the middle initial there, by the way, as well. Just throwing a side note. 855-839-1210.
Gavin Newsom also said the same thing yesterday, by the way. This is 37. He said deploying the National Guard is about authoritarian tendencies.
It's fascism.
All this.
Doing that.
All of this is about immigration enforcement and the type of well, go ahead. Feel free.
No, I mean, I know. I don't mean even to cut you off. I think it's about something much more. This is about authoritarian tendencies. Hmm. This is about command and control. This is about power. This is about ego. My way or the highway. This is a consistent pattern of practice of recklessness. This guy has abandoned the core principles of this great democracy. He's threatening to go after judges he disagrees with, cut off funding to institutions of higher learning. He's on a cultural binge. He's rewriting history, censoring historical facts. I mean, this is something completely different. And this is part of that ongoing play that is unfolding in front of our eyes. It is a serious moment under the guise of immigration, but it's much deeper than that.
You know, two things, and I'll come right back to Gavin in a moment. I didn't think it was possible for a big blue city to have a worse mayor than Brandon Johnson in Chicago. Karen Bass is giving him a strong run for the money with what's happened in that city now for the first six months of 2025. But Gavin Newsom, when you look at all the polls about Democrat primaries, future face of the party, he is consistently either fourth or fifth on the list behind AOC, Kamala Harris, and others. He's always around like 7 or 9%. After what's happening in his state the last 3 days, I think he can kiss 2028 goodbye as far as emerging as the winner in a Democrat primary. Dawn, if I was running Republican midterm ads for 2026, I would just show a video of all the fires, all of the self-driving vehicles on fire, and say simply, this is your America under Democrats, the party of Palestine and illegal aliens. They fight harder for Gaza and illegal aliens than they do their own citizens. I've never seen anything like that. How anybody with a right frame of mind can vote for these people is staggering to me. And how about Kamala Harris's statement as well, who apparently could still be the presumptive frontrunner 3 years from now?
Yeah, I just think they all lose credibility, and as well the news media that goes along with this to continually say peaceful protests. And then to say, well, it really didn't escalate, quote unquote, until, you know, it's Trump's fault because he sent in the National Guard after days. So it starts Friday. So finally, they send in the National Guard. Yeah, after it's out of control. And he's allowed to send in the National Guard because these are federal ICE agents under attack. And you showed it. Their vehicles burned. They're throwing rocks at them and attacking them, and as well to protect those federal buildings that they were threatening apparently to start on fire. So you're allowed to send in the National Guard. Now, they have not sent in the Marines yet, but supposedly we have these, you know, hundreds of U.S. Marines on standby.
500.
Right?
Pete Hicks said he would deploy.
Good.
But they have not done so yet. They are poised. They are on standby, but they've not sent them in yet.
I mean, what's the that is the point of our military, and it's to protect the homeland, right?
Yeah, correct.
And when you have a threat from within, you protect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'd much rather have them in Los Angeles than in like you said, Baghdad.
Yes.
Or, you know, even Gaza.
Yep.
For that matter.
That is correct.
One more from Newsom. He continues on about Trump needs to clean up this mess that he's made.
A Tom moment. Has he reached out to you? Have you reached out to him?
No.
No communication whatsoever?
No, direct communication and back and forth with Susie Wiles and with the president in a phone conversation.
There obviously are pockets of violence out there on the streets. How concerning is the violence in Los Angeles tonight? How widespread is it, too? You're monitoring it.
Yeah, we're monitoring it. I think that's self-evident. We're here with LAPD. We're here with mayor. We're here with the sheriff department, my National Guard, that we're still working in command with.
Can he talk without
and
his hands?
Others monitoring the situation in real time, providing whatever resources we possibly need. We're calling out the violence, period, full stop. It's wrong. And we're calling for the President of the United States to rescind his order so that he can clean up his own mess.
Stephen Miller, other people have used the word insurrection about the activity on the streets of Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is just, they're trying to incite violence. They're trying to impose the kind of rhetoric that only makes conditions worse, that quite literally put people's lives at risk. And they're intentionally and knowingly.
You know, his voice isn't as bad as Bobby Kennedy's, but man, it's great grades on you, does it not? Oh, my God. And you're right. What's up with the hands? Where did he learn that?
Well, he's just a smarmy D-bag. That's his, you know, that's his M.O.
Yeah.
You know, he's just so unlikable.
He is the picture. He is the epitome of, like, that greaseball politician, slicked back hair, used car salesman. Like, when we think of, oh, those awful politicians, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them, his picture would be in the Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. 855-839-1210. Cut sheet to kick off, or actually cut sheet less than an hour from now. We'll kick off hour two with the news from Dawn. And then, speaking of the media, more on Terry Moran. He puts out a message and deletes it, and then the bosses at ABC News suspend him. What did it say? What was it about within the Trump administration and Stephen Miller? We'll give you the details when we come back. Hour two is on the way. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.